Hello and welcome back to Up the Villa podcast. This is our predicted lineup episode for Aston Villa v Brighton. Our sponsor and proud partner is Against the Odds. If you do want to win a signed Coutinho shirt, make sure you watch our match preview. It's got all the rules and how to do so. If you do follow us on our socials, then head over to Twitter and you've got another chance of winning a signed Coutinho shirt as well. So don't miss out. Great, great prize. Shout out to Against the Odds. If you want to follow them on Twitter and Instagram, you can do so as well. You'll be hearing more from them in the coming episodes. So Aston Villa v Brighton. Brighton, the team, De Zerbi, that I have been thoroughly, thoroughly impressed with and thoroughly have enjoyed watching this season. They've been absolutely remarkable and their tactics are absolutely fantastic. And this episode is all about tactics. I'm going to go into great detail on how Brighton set up, how Aston Villa are going to adapt to this game, what our lineup's going to be. But there's been a change. There's been a change in the football meta. The most effective tactic available is what meta stands for. And for so many years, it has been standard 4-3-3. But there has been a change in the meta. And De Zerbi, Pep, Klopp, Emery are now starting to be at the forefront of this meta change. So let's get straight on into it. So let's have a little look at how Brighton lined up against Man City. That was their last game then. So their last game was against Man City. So this is how they lined up with Steele, Van der Heek, Colwill, Esputin and Buoneta at the back. Pascal Gross was a bit further forward. Gilmore, Caicedo in the middle. Enciso, who is just absolutely class. One of my favourite players at the minute. Mitoma and Danny Welbeck. This was their average positions from this game, which we're going to get into in great detail, and their passing network from this game as well. So what do we know about Brighton? What do we know about the way that they want to set up and the way that they want to play? Well, McAllister did a quote not so long ago, and this was McAllister's quote, and I think it reads into exactly how they play. Build up from the back, and when they press, try to move the ball quickly to goal. So maybe we play deeper to attract the pressure and the counter. So, right, let's get into it, because I know my stuff on Brighton. So let's go. Let's go on Brighton then. Right, let me share the screen with you so you can see what I'm on about. So, general football meta. What's that then? So it's the most effective way of playing, basically. And for so many years, it has been a 4-3-3. And it has generally meant, and it's all about numbers, it's generally meant that the most effective way of playing has been with six attackers and four defenders. Five if you include the keeper. So for a number of years, most teams have attacked with six players and then defended with four. Brighton have changed the meta this season. So they are going with a 2-4. So their meta and the way in which they're playing is they are going with a 2-4-2-2. So what this means is what you're starting to see in football at the minute is the development of a box. Most teams now are playing with a box. Villa are playing with a box midfield. Brighton are playing with a box. But what Brighton are playing with, they're playing with two boxes. So what this is enabling them to do is completely control the middle of the football pitch. So these strikers tuck in and allow Mitoma and Pascal Gross to become the wide players. So if you can see, the middle of this pitch now is a box between Dunk, Webster, Caicedo, McAllister, the Ferguson and Enciso. So they've got two boxes going down the middle of the park, which enables them to have a stronghold in games and control the game. What this enables them to do as well is with their 2-4-2-2, is if you have a look at their build-up play, and how they are building into games, you've got six players that, in essence, are their build-up. Two centre-backs, two wide full-backs, and two central midfielders, which becomes a six. So they are building from the back with a six. Then they have a four in attack. So what's happening, what we're finding, and what you're seeing is that these two centre-backs are completely splitting. So when teams come on to Brighton and press Brighton, the players that have got the ball, such as Dunk, the keeper actively, effectively becomes an extra player. So because the keeper actively becomes an extra player, it's very difficult to press Brighton, because what ends up happening is the players on the pitch become outnumbered because the keeper is effectively acting as another player. So for me, when I'm watching Brighton, there's one area of the pitch which is completely the danger area. The danger area for Brighton is this area here. I'm going to show you now. The danger area for Brighton is this area in behind the two strikers that drop deeper, which allows space for the forwards. One of the tactics and the combinations and the passing combinations in which Brighton are using is layoffs. So short layoffs, which enable them to find more space, is a tactic which they're employing quite well. So what you'll find is that the strikers come deeper. So the strikers could be in an attacking area. The strikers are dropping deeper in the number 10, which will allow a short pass into the forward, which will go back into the midfielder, which then goes into the wide areas. So you'll see combination plays. Caicedo, subconsciously, you'll think he's the destroyer, but he's one of the players which is trying to get on the ball. The ball into Caicedo, which is this ball here. The ball into there. The ball back, which then allows space for the fullback. It's all about triangles with Brighton. Triangle, 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 combinations. You'll see the ball going left, 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 right, 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 all of the time. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to encourage the opposition to press so then they can go. There's a lot of movement in this team, and you can see it when these two players drop deeper, which will allow Mitoma and which will allow Marsh or Gross or whoever it is to go in behind. So it's all about combinations. And in essence, it is technically a reverse 4-4-2. So they're a very good side. They've got some really good players. They overload midfield, which is one of their main attributes, and they're looking to dominate the central park. And they are very, very good on transition. If they get into transition, then they have got the four players in front that can do absolute damage. So that's how they're playing. They're looking to control the game. They're looking to play out from the back. And if there's one man that I think can tactically exploit the way that Brighton want to play, it is Unai Emery. And my thought process on Brighton is they are at their strongest when they have the ball. It is so important to stop Brighton from having the ball. If Brighton have the ball, you are literally playing into their pattern. You are playing into their mindset. You are playing into their game plan. You are literally a little puppet on a string. Do not allow Brighton to have the ball. And that is quite difficult, because when they do press, they do go with a 4-4-2 press. And in essence, it can become a man-for-man tactic as well, which I don't mind, because I feel like if you go man-for-man, as long as you beat the man with the ball, then the game opens up and then they are on the back foot. But for me, I wouldn't allow Brighton to have the ball. Villa, just keep the ball. Do what we do. Play our natural game. And I think we can be fine in this game. Another thing as well is what we've seen from teams that play against Villa is that we will dwell and we will just sit on the ball and wait for the opposition to come to us. Brighton do the same thing. You will notice when you're watching Villa that Tyrone Mings will have the ball at his feet and will just be chilling. He'll just be relaxed. He'll knock it to Konta. He'll knock it back and he'll just wait for an opposition player to come and press him. Brighton do exactly the same. Dunk will just walk with the ball up to the halfway line and wait for someone to press. If I was Villa in this game, I just wouldn't press. I would just sit back and I would just keep your shape and wait for them pair to knock it forwards and become impatient. And this is what my word was on the match preview that we did yesterday, is that if any of you remember, my key word was patience. So we are going to have to be patient in this game because Brighton will dwell and wait for us to come onto us. And I have a feeling that Villa will not be pressing them. So because the magnitude of the game and we have to win the game, I think that might cause a bit of edginess. So I just think we're going to sit in with a bit of a higher block. We will play with a higher block because we're going to play with a high line. So I think patience is key. Don't press them when it's in and around their own box because they will just knock it past us for fun and they will just be away. And Mitoma, Enciso, Ferguson, or whoever's playing in this game will just get a lot of joy. So I just think if we play with a bit of a higher block, then we can get some joy in the game as well. So what am I expecting from Aston Villa? So let's go. So I'm expecting something similar to how we have been playing recently anyway. So tactically, I think it's going to be an absolute tactical battle. And I think Emery will come out on top because he's an absolute genius. And I think there will be a lack of motivation from Brighton because they've already achieved their goal this season and there's absolutely nothing for them to play for in this game. So we're going to go with Martinez. We are going to go with... Actually, we can't because I think he's injured. So we're going to go with Ashley Young at left back. We are going to go with Mings and Konsa at the back. And we're going to go with Matty Cash. Double pivot. Fans player of the season. Players player of the season. My player of the season. Douglas Luiz and Boubacar Kamara. Both of them have a big job on their hands on Sunday. Kamara has to break up the play. Luiz has to dictate the play. Pretty much exactly what he's been doing all season. Ramsey, again, has got to have one of those games where he's a 7 out of 10. He's in the game. He's in and amongst the goals as well. Fancy Ramsey for a goal. And, again, the most important player on the pitch for me, the most important player on the pitch in this game is John McGinn. John McGinn is going to be coming up against the side of Caicedo. If they go with Caicedo, he started the game against Man City. De Zerbi has been rotating loads. He did rest Webster, Dunk, McAllister and Ferguson. So I guess those might come in and he might rotate. So McGinn on Caicedo, stopping Caicedo from turning, getting space. It's going to be a big midfield battle in this game as well. Ollie Watkins needs to lead the line really, really well. Play on the shoulder of Duncan Webster. I think he plays well against Brighton, from what I remember. I think he's had some good games against Brighton, Watkins. So, yeah, I think that's going to be an interesting battle as well. And my final place is going to go to... Flip of a coin, who you go with. But I am going to go with... I'm going to go with a natural balance of Bailey out wide. I think Bailey is the most natural player we've got to play in this role. So I'm going to go with Bailey. Could well be Buendia. Could be whoever, actually. So it's going to be a difficult game. It's going to be a tactical battle. But I think with our hunger, our desire, our belief, our drive, everything about us in this game, we have to bring the correct levels to this performance. And I think we can do it. Like I say, it's going to be a tactical battle. They're a difficult side to come up against, but I think we've got enough of a vibe about us. We've got pace, we've got goal, we've got defensive nous. We are brilliant at home. We are at home with our fans, with the crowd, in a game that is going to suck that ball into the Holt End. We are confident, and I'm just really looking forward to the game. So, yeah, there we go. That's my predicted lineup. Those are my thoughts on Brighton. Hopefully, you've enjoyed this episode. Hopefully, you've gained a little bit of knowledge from it as well. I've really enjoyed sort of going into a little bit more detail on these predicted lineups as well this season. It's something that I really enjoy doing. I enjoy tactics. I enjoy seeing how the games can pan out. And I think if we're aware of how sides play, then I think it educates us to see when we're watching the game at how they're playing. We sort of know what to expect. So thank you, everybody, to watching. Thank you for Against the Odds. Be sure to enter our giveaways on our socials. If you want to subscribe to the channel, it'll be highly appreciated. Next up is the press conference that's going to be out tomorrow. Then we have the opposition fan preview, which I'm buzzing to bring you. Great, great guest on that show. So thanks for all of the support. Up the Villa.